Trey Rake is our Denver 7 insider, and he, of course, is brought to us by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Morning, Troy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, Troy. I mean, it's a pretty decent morning, all things considered, with that Avs loss. I mean, where are you with the Avs? Everybody's got a chance, but where are you optimism-wise with the Avs coming back and winning Game 6 and Game 7 to win this thing in 7?
Yeah, I mean, my optimism's not high. I mean, that was a heart in a blender loss to lose at home where they hadn't lost since March 8th. They actually outplayed them probably, 52 of 61 minutes. And it's reminded me of the game they kind of stole from the Knights earlier in the series when they won on the power play in overtime after getting outplayed the last part of that game. But to lose at home and now have to go to Vegas, if they were going probably anywhere in hockey right now other than maybe Vegas or Tampa, I'd say I think they can win on the road. It's just Vegas is just such a hotbed in so many ways. They're playing great and their fans are just electric. But it doesn't mean they can't. It's almost like you have to have Ruby just steal a game and you win 2-1 and he just plays out of his mind. They did some good things, but it's just so demoralizing to lose at home in a game you felt like they had dominated for a large chunk, but couldn't get across the finish line.
And does that level of being demoralized, is it added to because the guys that you count on, the guys that we look at as being, you know, the next great Stanley Cup champion Avalanche, the McKinnons, the Landeskogs, the McCars, the Grubauers, the Rantanens, that they just haven't delivered?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're healthy. They're at home. I mean, this isn't the ideal matchup. You would have liked it in the next round, but that's, you know, COVID-19 part of the issue this year in hockey. We're going to get some weird matchups earlier in the playoffs. But, yeah, it reminds me in some ways of the Broncos team that lost to the Jaguars at home, and then they ended up winning 2 Super Bowls. But, I mean, when you look at that team or the Peyton Manning team that lost to the Ravens, it was like everything set up for them to get to the finals, and they have a hiccup. And maybe that will be the case for this team, and they're not done yet. But it's just to be at home, to control their fate, to have everyone healthy. The crowd's going nuts. Like it's right there in front of them, and they couldn't finish. And Fleury plays like a Hall of Famer. I guess he is a Hall of Famer, but he certainly plays like one against the Avs. And they just had a couple of shots early in that game that would have changed. They just needed a little separation. And when they let them hang around, you just felt like, man, if this comes down to one shot, Vegas right now is really hot. But just the idea of the Avs losing 4 straight is hard to comprehend for those of us who watch this team all year. Like, you just can't imagine they would lose 4 straight games at any point.
Yeah, the Joker, switching topics, the Joker wins the MVP. Mike and I were having this conversation. Is he the greatest Nugget of all time, or is this the greatest Nugget season of all time?
Well, I mean, you can argue he's the greatest Nugget. I mean, I would like to see him do it a few more years. This is his 6th season. Certainly the greatest season. That's not even a question. With all due respect to Alex English, I mean, Carmelo had some years in there. You had David Thompson. It's easily the greatest season because he is such a unicorn in the way he plays the position as a big man. Nobody's ever passed like this as a big man in the league. So it's not just like a guy who had a great season. It's a guy who's doing things nobody's ever seen before. It reminded me of Larry Walker's 97 season where it just was so good. You could not ignore it. You wanted to. You kept thinking, oh, there's no way they're going to vote for a guy in Denver. There's no way they're going to vote for this team. They're not a championship contender. They don't get seen nationally enough. Hell, they don't get seen locally enough. But you just couldn't ignore it. That's how good he was, and well deserved. Greatest Nugget ever. I mean, I don't like that, have that conversation until a guy has 10 years in his career. But he's certainly right there. I'm not going to go crazy arguing against that fact.
Do you like the Nuggets' chances of bouncing back tonight?
I like the chance of them playing well. I don't know that they can win in Phoenix right now. It's almost like, again, Avs winning in Vegas. They match up better against the Suns even without Murray, than the Avs have matched up against the Knights at times. I don't like them winning on the road, but it's not a series until you lose at home. They go down 2-0. They're not done. It just means you have to hold serve at home and at some point steal one on the road. But I don't know that they can win at Phoenix right now on the road with the Chris Paul I saw the other night. That Chris Paul is going to be able to lead the Suns possibly to the finals. Paul's never played that well. Even the year they lost to the Warriors, when he was with the Rockets. I don't know that Paul's playing as well as he is now. If he's healthy and making shots, especially from three, I don't think you can beat the Suns in this series. But it's not over. It's not over yet.
You've been at all the Broncos practices, all the OTAs, and the things that they're doing right now in Phase 3. Just your general assessment of kind of where they are, you know, how they've moved from where they were last year at the end of the year to where they are right now.
Well, they're better defensively, and it's not just on paper. You look at the versatility in the secondary with Darby, with Fuller, with Sertan, with Callahan, with Simmons and Jackson. You're like, okay, they can do some things. Vic Fangio has a chance to be really creative with this defense because of the personnel. And if you have a healthy Chubb and a healthy Miller, I mean, you look across the field at 7-8 positions, you like where they're at defensively. That is showing up already. The defense is way ahead of the offense. Offensively, you can see the advantage of being in OTAs that they missed, especially for some young guys. But just, again, we talk about it. Until we figure out what's going on at quarterback, some of this becomes mute. But one of the stats I dug up yesterday, guys, is they are 1-15 the last 2 years when trailing after two quarters. I mean, they have no chance in games unless they start fast and start better. And that will allow their defense to be great because you can get takeaways if you're even or leading. But if you look at their numbers the last 2 years, they're basically done when trailing after the first or second quarter. So one thing to me, that the emphasis has to be on the urgency to score early and give your defense a chance to get takeaways and make plays.
Troy, always appreciate it. Thank you for the insight.
You got it, guys. See you.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider. He is presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.